Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Michael Perotta, P-E-R-R-O-T-T-A. Michael Perotta is a 50-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 10-21-21. Period. He was intervening between a behavioral health patient who was trying to hurt a medical technician and yelled for help. Period. He had him hooked under his right, scratch that. His shoulder was hooked under this resident's arm, and he was pushed into the bed. Period. He did go to Washington Township Emergency Room the same day. Period. With this and further evaluation, he remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He does not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Mr. Perotta admits that he sustained a motor vehicle accident in approximately 2020. Period. At that time, he did undergo right shoulder surgery by Dr. Ross. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Perotta alleges he was restraining a patient on 10-21-21 and injured his right shoulder. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 10-28-21. Period. He stated a week ago he lifted a patient and had pain since then. Period. He had a long history of medical problems and orthopedic surgeries. Period. This included right carpal tunnel release, comma, cervical spine surgery, comma, bilateral shoulder surgeries, comma, spinal arthrodesis from C5-6 to C6-7, comma, GERD, comma, irritable bowel syndrome, comma, low back pain, comma, obesity, comma, sleep apnea, comma, vocal cord paralysis, comma, abdominal hernia, comma, anxiety, comma, concussion, comma, and diabetes mellitus. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the right shoulder that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. There was calcific tendonitis identified. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. On 8-29-21, he returned to the emergency room. Period. He had a musculoskeletal ultrasound on 10-29-21 to be inserted here. Period. He had an MRI of the right shoulder on 10-30-21 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 11-3-21. Period. At that juncture, his symptoms seemed to be coming down to some degree. Period. The pain was mostly superior and worse with reaching overhead or behind his back and was limited with rest. Period. He had not tried therapy or injections. Period. He did have a prior right shoulder surgery, but would not recall exactly what the procedure was. Period. He thinks it was a clean out of some kind. Period. He had not been back to work since the subject event. Period. Upon Dr. Gupta's exam, there were old surgical scars. Period. Range of motion was functionally full in all directions. Period. He had positive Neer and Hawkins maneuvers, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. His diagnosis was that of calcific tendonitis, of the right shoulder. Period. He concluded there was no acute surgical issue requiring surgical intervention. Period. He had a cortisone injection to the left shoulder a week ago for a different problem, and his sugars have remained high secondary to diabetes. Period. Accordingly, they were going to hold off on a cortisone injection to the right shoulder that day. Period. Dr. Gupta did recommend physical therapy. That was rendered on the dates described. Period. He followed up and remained symptomatic. Especially, he followed up. Period. He had a bilateral ultrasound of the carotid arteries on 11/9/21. Period. That same day, he had a CT cardiac calcium scoring of his heart. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gupta through 2/9/22. Period. Mr. Parada noted he had been back to work without incident and felt ready to go back full duty. Period. Exam of the right shoulder was unrevealing. Period. He had been discharged from therapy to a home exercise program. Period. They discussed the possible future removal of the calcification, which he wanted to avoid at that time. Period. He was going to stay diligent with his home exercise program. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was extremely focused on his injury and treatment, as well as the workers' compensation processing of his claim. Brady was continuously talkative. Brady related he had a brain injury a long time ago. Period. Accordingly, he needs to report verbally as opposed to writing his issues down. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about both shoulders. Period. The left shoulder was done by Dr. Pepe. Period. Motion of the right shoulder was minimally limited to 70 degrees of external rotation. Period. It was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, but extension elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all individual spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L4 and on the left to L1. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal. Spine cervical. He had a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with cervical spine surgery done by Dr. Della Soda. Period. He flexed to 40 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Impressions. Put this in bold. He evidently has been seen in this office on 6/24/98 for another work injury whose report we will try to find. Period. New paragraph on 10/21/21. Michael Parada was injured at work trying to intervene in an altercation. Period. He went to the emergency room and followed up at Concentra. Period. Scratch that. He went to the emergency room. Period. This was 1 week after the subject event. Period. He underwent a musculoskeletal ultrasound on 10/29/21, followed by a right shoulder MRI on 10/30/21. Spread both of those will be inserted here. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Gupta. Apparently he treated the petitioner with physical therapy. Apparently this led to significant improvement, and Mr. Parada's ability and eagerness to return to work full duty. Apparently he had already undergone bilateral shoulder surgeries, as well as a cervical spine surgery. It may be the case that he was receiving treatment for his shoulder due to a 2020 motor vehicle accident. Scratch that. He may have been receiving concurrent treatment for the left shoulder during the course of his treatment for the right. Apparently, he had undergone prior right shoulder surgery. The paragraph his current exam found there to be full range of motion, essentially full range of motion of both shoulders. Provocative maneuvers were negative. He had minimal reduced range of motion by the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. The paragraph with respect to the subject event of 10-21-21, Mr. Parada sustained minimal, if any, disability. He had already undergone right shoulder surgery. The MRI done after the subject event identified calcific tendonitis as well as biceps tendonitis and supraspinatus tendinosis with mild interstitial tearing at its insertion. Accordingly, there is 0% disability from the subject event. His pre-existing problem with the right shoulder was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event of 10-21-21. End.